For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Humanists contemplate the meaning of life, seeking an explanation for our human existence. The Bible clearly teaches we are on earth for a reason. A parallel can be drawn to the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness prior to their entry into the Promised Land. This morning, Pastor Holland looks to Deuteronomy chapter 6 as he begins his two-part series entitled, Life in the Middle.
Take your Bibles, Deuteronomy chapter 6. We want to read one verse, and that's where we'll take our text. Speaking today on the subject of life in the middle. The Bible said, "And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers." Let me just read it again for emphasis purposes. "And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in, and give us the land which he sware unto our fathers." As we come to this verse, there's a couple of things that we see. This one verse encompasses an entire 40 years of time. We would not notice that, but it is from the very beginning, from the time that they were freed as slaves from Egypt, and now they're standing at the door ready to enter into the land which God has given to them. What we don't see in this verse is the 40 years of wandering that they did in the wilderness. We find here that they had been past slaves, and they've come to the point now where they're about to enter into the Promised Land. They were living in the middle. I'd say to you today that they had come from bondage and slavery. They had wandered in the wilderness through a great deal of painful things, but yet the Lord, by His grace, had delivered them and now given them the promise that they would enter into the Promised Land. Could I use this as a template today to remind you of what you and I are and where we are in life? First of all, today, I pray that you're saved by the grace of God. And we got saved. God freed us from the bondage of sin. We're no longer slaves, but we're children of God, saved by the grace of God. Through this time, we truly have been wandering. We've been set out on a journey. They're headed to the place that God has prepared for us called heaven. It's not been an easy journey. No doubt, I believe our journey has been much easier than the children of Israel's journey as they wandered in the wilderness. But truly our journey, we've taken the journey, and now I believe we're getting close to entering in to the Promised Land. We too are living life in the middle. We found ourselves, we're free from the bondage of sin. We're in the middle part of life, but one day the Lord is going to come back. The trumpet's going to sound. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so what I'd like to do is share with you today these thoughts of what had happened to the nation of Israel and relate them to how it happens to you and I. First of all, there was a glorious exit. Israel had endured 400 years of slavery down in Egypt. They were forced to work down in Egypt as taskmasters. They saw their people suffer. They saw children die. The years of bondage in which they were there, they experienced horrific suffering and even death that went along with it. But God raised up a man by the name of Moses. And by so might I say today that God always has a man for the job. And God raised up Moses and told Moses, "I want you to go and I want you to lead my children out of Egypt." Moses did not feel sufficient enough. And if you remember, he made all kinds of excuses. But working through all the excuses, God told him to go. And Moses obeyed God and he went down in order that he might lead them out of the land of Egypt. When he got there, yes, it was as difficult as he thought it would be. You know about the crossing of the Red Sea and how God had delivered them. But I want you to know their leaving Egypt was a miracle of God. When I think about that, I think about the miracle that God did in my life. I think about what God saved me from when he saved me by his grace. We find what he saved us from, as I mentioned early, is we were in terrible bondage of sin. And I'm glad today these verses tell us that when a person is lost in sin, that his life is in radical depravity. Friend, when we're in sin, we're going a direction we ought not to go, and literally our life is enslaved by it. And the more people get today dependent upon drugs and alcohol and all kind of other things, we have probably yet to see what's going to transpire even in our day, because sin sets out to destroy. Sin sets out to tear families apart. Sin sets out to bring us to our knees in order that we may be far away from God. And God had to send His Son Jesus in order that He might reconcile us. And I'm glad today that when I got saved, I know I got saved younger, and I know I wandered away, but I'm glad the salvation of God brought me back to the place that I needed to be. I'm glad God delivered me from the bondage of sin. He set me free, and through these years, I've been able to serve Him and be obedient to Him. So first of all, we see what God saved us from, just as He saved the children of Israel from the bondage of Egypt. Then I want you to notice what we were saved by. Today we are saved by the power of God. God invaded Satan's dominion, and He freed us, and He set us free. I'm glad to know that we're saved because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm glad that Jesus looked down one day and saw that man was literally depraved and sinful, and yet He was willing to come in order that He might die. And by the way, the reason He came is to deliver us who are slaves to sin, in bondage to sin, to set us free in order that we might have liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. I like that song, "He Set Me Free." He set me free. Friend, today I have been set free by the blood of the Lamb of God, by the power of God. He has freed me and gave me the liberty that I need. I'm grateful today that He loved me with an everlasting love. He loved me like no one else has ever loved me. And I'm so thankful today that He not only delivered me, that He loves me. And the Son of God came to this old wicked world. I tell you today, when He came to this world, He was persecuted. He was despised. He was tempted. He was mocked. He was beaten. He was scourged. And He was crowned with a crown of thorns. Yet through it all, Jesus Christ remained on the cross in order that He might die for our sin. Jesus was thinking about us and the salvation that we needed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad today that He not only saved me from the bondage of sin, but He saved me by the power of God. What is it that we're saved to? I'll tell you what we're saved to. We're saved to a glorious future that awaits us one day in heaven. What a blessing and a joy it's going to be when we get to heaven and spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're saved to that which is great in the future. The Bible said, not only are we saved to the future, but He came that we might have life, but that we might have it, what? More abundantly. You know, today, isn't it wonderful to live, even in a sinful world, even to be surrounded by all the terrorist acts and the things that are going on around about us? Isn't it good today to know that we have been saved to an abundant life in the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm grateful today that God has blessed me with blessings that I don't deserve. Every day I live, I'm privileged to be able to enjoy what He's given to me. I'm glad today that He said, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory." I tell you, when I got saved, I gave up the past and I looked forward to the future. I gave up what I could not do for myself and I took what God would do for me. And truly today, my future is bright. I'm going to tell you, for the average person that's unsaved and don't know God, it don't look good. And if I was you, I'd be making some arrangements to get right with God to change the outlook on life. But I can say today, the future looks bright for me and for you and for those of us who have been saved by the grace of God. For one day, we're going to dwell with the Lord Jesus Christ, be with Him forever and forever and forever. When life ends, there's a place called heaven awaiting us. D.L. Moody said, "When I'm dead and gone," you read in the paper, my obituary, he said, "Don't you believe a word?" He said, "I'll be more alive then than I've ever been before, because heaven is my home and God has saved me unto a bright future." And then what were we saved for? The question of why the Lord would save us is the question I want you to ask yourself today. There's only one word that will answer this mysterious question. What are we saved for? We are saved for God's glory. Amen. We're saved for God's glory. Friend, today We're saved by the grace of God, and when God takes a life and He changes the life and He changes the direction of the life, it's not so that we can get credit or somebody can tell us how good we are, but it's so that we can look and see what God is able to do in the life of someone who has surrendered to Him and obedient to Him in their life. The reason today that we know that it was to bring glory to Him, it was His plan all along. Jesus said, you know, when He came to earth, you know what His purpose was? It was to glorify His Father. When people get saved by the grace of God, when we go out and do what God's called us to do, when we go out and witness and win others to Christ, friend, when people get saved, it's for God's glory. I'm glad and I appreciate people that are soul conscious. It's not so I can come and tell you, well, let me tell you how many people I've led to Christ. Friend, I want you to know today, any person I've ever led to Christ is only by the grace of God that enabled me. And it's not so that I can get the glory, but it's in order that He might get the glory. You see, Paul tells us that we're just a branch. And a branch of Israel was broken off, and a wild branch was grafted into the tree. Wild olives bear no fruit. Yet He took people who are incapable of bearing fruit, and He grafted us to the good tree. Now the branches that are incapable of bearing fruit have been transformed. A lost person is not able to bear fruit because they've not been transformed and they've not been grafted into the tree of life. But friend, God's will and God's desire is that whatever we do, and the purpose for us being here is in order that God may get the glory for it. And friend, today, if a person was to walk the aisle and trust Christ, I tell you, we ought to be on shouting ground. The Bible said there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth and over 99 that needeth no repentance. And truly today, He has saved us for servants that we might be witnesses to Him. Friend, people today, and even sometimes if we're not careful, we may think, man, look what we've done. But I'm going to tell you, we cannot do anything apart from what God does in our life. I want you to understand today, we are nobodies serving somebody that is greater than we are and is able to meet our needs. So think about it with me, the glorious exit. Thank God today, if you're saved by the grace of God, you ought to be shouting glory to God. If He's delivered you from the bondage of sin, and for all these years now, I've been on that journey, headed to that place that He's prepared for me. The second thing I want you to notice this morning is not only there was a glorious exit, but there's a grand entrance. God's promise to Israel was to bring them out of that land into a land of their own. You know, Canaan land was a land promised and prepared for the people of Israel. God had brought them out of Egypt to bring them to Canaan. You remember along the way, there was a lot of them that got discouraged and murmured and complained and said, would to God we'd still been down in Egypt. There's some people that get saved, and sometimes after they get saved, life becomes difficult and there's problems along the way. I've never met anybody that says they wish they could go back to where they used to be. I'm glad that He reached way down and lifted me up out of the miry pit, and He set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And I tell you, even though there's been some rough times along the way, He's prepared a place for me, and He's taken me to a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Friend, I want you to know today that I believe heaven is just in sight. God has promised us a better land as well. We live in a sinful society. We live in a twisted society. We live in a society that is going constantly contrary to God and the Word of God. I'm headed to heaven. I literally can tell you this. I don't want to die. I want to go in the rapture with the rest of you. I want us all to go at the same time. Oh, what glory that'd be.
Where are you on your journey? Have you been able to find deliverance from sin? If so, how are you occupying your time between your deliverance from sin and your entry into eternity? Christ paid the price for our sins so that we can spend eternity in heaven. There is an open invitation to be one of His children. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.